Welcome to the Greenlight Reviews Rental Report. I'm Les Roberts.
I'm Ann Elder. Today you'll hear a portion from our review of the 2005 melodrama Memoirs of a Geisha, a feast for the eyes and ears, mainly leftovers for the heart and soul.
Well, this gloriously photographed film presents a young Japanese peasant girl sold to a geisha house to become the most beautiful and desired geisha until World War II. Changes everything.
And here's what we had to say about Memoirs of a Geisha. The story is really all about Tsuyari and nothing about the chairman. So we have no emotional interest in him. Therefore, the romance quotient of this puzzle is really not very well done.
I think that to go and enjoy a film like this, there's got to be some sort of emotional tug,
yes,
so that
indeed.
You really want wonderful things to happen to this young peasant woman who becomes a geisha. And except for the fact that she's very beautiful and I didn't want anything to happen to her, I just didn't care.
No.
I was very, very disappointed.
I wanted to love the movie.
Yes.
It's just that the love story is just not all that engaging. And what happens? Memoirs of a Geisha really becomes kind of a travelogue for people who may wish to go and visit Japan. So I'm giving it a yellow light.
Well, despite the fact that Memoirs of a Geisha did not move me emotionally, I was entranced with looking at it. So I'm going to give it a yellow, too.
So, two yellow lights for Memoirs of a Geisha.
Hi, I'm Christina Yerling-Biro, host of the podcast Pop Culture Confidential. Join me as I go way behind the scenes with some of the most influential people in entertainment and media. Hear actors such as Succession's Brian Cox talk about his favorite characters to play.
There always has to be a mystery. The audience have to be in a situation where they want to know what's going on.
Meet studio execs like Pixar chief Pete Docter and learn his secret on how he makes us cry.
Emotion is our first language.
And so many others who are defining popular culture, from Obama speechwriter David Litt to Top Chef host Padma Lakshmi.
We don't often think about food politically, or we don't want to, but it really is.
Join me. Search for Pop Culture Confidential wherever you get your podcasts.